I know what you
as a way
I know what we
to
can do
open this conversation
to yes, make Auntie Scott happier.
What?
Anytime we mention Big Fatty, we just replace it with Auntie Scott.
Auntie Scott.
So you say, I was listening to Auntie Scott online this week.
But then I won't hear myself on the opening of the Big Fatty show.
That's true.
So I feel like, here's the thing. Which is greater?
Mean, you know,
and I think you know me. You know me well enough for these past like 16 years. It's like, tell me which is greater, my ego of wanting to hear my voice on Big Fatty, or my concern about hurting Andy Scott. Okay, there you go.
If you say my ego and you want to compare that to anything else, your ego is always bigger.
I have a massive ego, baby.
It is a massive throbbing ego. Right. And I was going to say something else, and I have forgotten.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It is a massive, throbbing Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4270 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of June 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my very, very hot, it's hot weekend, Big Fatty. Hello, sweaties, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're sweaties. You are sweaties today because y'all, it's hot. It's just hot, y'all. On Saturday, I don't know if we set the record or if we tied it or we were just right below it. I'm going to check right here, right now. Big Fatty, you're not papayaed. No, I'm not papayaed. But anyway, y'all, I don't know how to go backwards on this. All right, never mind. I think it was the record high was 98, and we got to 97 or something like that, y'all, and that's before you figure in the humidity, y'all. The humidity is what gets you, and y'all, it's just hot. But anyway, y'all, sweaty or not, it's a new week, and here we go. Yes, Big Witty. Dear Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all, I've watched sports ball over the weekend. Y'all, despite the heat, I have done my nipple walking. Some of it was indoors, some of it was outdoors. But anyway, y'all, nothing to report on Thursday evening, but y'all, on Fright, I got up, I had my normal routine, the puzzles, the paper, the coffee, the brofkas, and y'all, then I was off, off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I only did Fat Acres, because y'all, I had an appointment. I had an appointment at 11 a.m. in the morning. I believe that's when it was. Let me just look at the mark and calendar here. It's written right here. It's 11 a.m. in the morning. So, y'all, I the last piece of the puzzle for Olive's belongings was he wanted to donate a piece of artwork to a group here in town called the Gibbs Museum of Art. And y'all, I've been difficult to jump through the hoops for all of that, but y'all, I think the lady, we made an appointment and I took it in, and y'all, they kept it. They gave me a temporary custody agreement for the piece of art. Big Fatty talking the micro hoist. And y'all, they are. She gave me the the indication that they would be accepting the piece, and they would send me the final transfer agreements from the estate to the Gibbs Museum. And so, y'all, it looks like after all this time, it's finally going to happen. And y'all, that makes me very happy, because that was one of the things that was one of Olive's desires. B, Fetty, you're sounding vulgar now. No, it was one of his wishes. Maybe that's a better word. Much better. And was to donate that, because y'all, one of his good friends painted it. And so once I dropped it off and all, I sent her a text. Oh, actually, I went by her gallery. She wasn't there, but I sent her a testimonium, because y'all, she has been trying for years to have one of her pieces included in the collection there at the Gibbs, and it just never happened. So this was a big deal for her also. And so I let her know that it looked like it was going to be accepted. And, yo, she was thrilled to death. Thrilled to death, I tell you. And so it was lovely to have that done for the most part. Y'all, I'm glad I thought ahead before I went down there, because she wanted to, you know, see that I was the correct person that could transfer this to them. So I had my personal representative agreement, and I had the Olive's death certificate, and I had the formal appraisal of the piece of art. And y'all, even on the back of the piece of art was the original bill of sale to Olive and Miss Kitty. So I took a few extra minutes just to kind of run the scenario through my head of what she might need. And y'all, everything she needed I had. So I didn't have to make a second trip or anything like that. Well, y'all, after that was over, on my way home, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy! Hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it, y'all! I discovered, y'all, I was down to the last couple of coffee filters for my coffee machine. So, y'all, it was a priority, and that's why I went to the Von's East a second time, and I did indeed get the coffee filters. Y'all, I picked up a couple of more bags of the solid kits. I got that smokehouse chopped solid with the cone in it, and another one of the Italian balsamic solid kits. And, y'all, I just because I was there, y'all, I picked up one more pint of the Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Y'all, I got the dirt something. But y'all, it's good. I had the dirt the other day, and I usually get everything but the kitchen sink, but y'all, they didn't have that, so I got the dirt. What is it? It's dirt. It's not dirt nap. No, Big Fatty, that's what you're going to be taking. Oh, yes. So, anyway, I picked those up. Y'all, I spent $11.57, but I saved $8.59. Yes, Big Fatty, and you covered in dirt. Big Fatty, I went and checked. I can't believe you couldn't remember the name of that ice cream.
What was it?
Big Fatty, it was dirt cake. Okay, dirt cake. Yes, Big Fatty, I'll let it slide this time, but never again.
And, y'all, after I finished there at the Von's East, y'all, on my way back to the villa, the low fuel light came on, so I headed on over to the Sam's Club, $2.82 a gallon, filled up Ruby Red, and y'all came home here, and And y'all, it was just like I say, it was hot. So I did a little bit of my more nipple walking. I think I just did one additional inner loop. Anyway, got my share and I laid down for a little while and y'all, I got up and it was time for me to start getting ready for the, for right at Fatty's. And, y'all, we were having the, stuffed bell peppers from the Costco and, cone on the cob. And we had a big, Caesar salad. And then young Jonathan brought some homemade cheesecake, and y'all, his cheesecake is really good, but it's gooey. It's kind of like a lava cheesecake in the center. And y'all, he had made it on a Friday afternoon, and didn't have quite enough time to cool. He should have put it in the freezer, and he admitted that. So it was a little gooier than normal, but y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And so anyway, I got to cooking and Granny arrived and we were chitter-chatting and everything. And then the Nip arrived and then Durwood arrived. Yes, we ready. And then young Jonathan arrived and young Nicholas couldn't make it. You know, it's that time of year. Yes, Big Fatty, every day is that time of year. It's true. And but y'all, we had a lovely dinner and dessert. And then all of them, I guess Granny went home. But the rest of them went over to some of our friends' house that... They do little get-togethers out on their patio. Big Fatty patio? Yes, P-A-T-I-O, patio. And so they all went over there. And y'all, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but y'all, the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill, y'all, they were on their way to Fat Acres. They left... After lunch on for right, and y'all, they were going to stop at a motel just on the North Carolina South Carolina line, pretty much. And and y'all, they got there, and y'all, it was vulgar, is what it was. It was just vulgar. So they canceled their reservation. Thankfully, their credit card didn't go through. That wasn't on them. That I'm sure that was on the. On the credit card part saying, oh, this looks suspicious, you know. So all that was taken care of. Y'all, they ended up driving all the way in to Fat Acres, y'all. And they met. They didn't get in until, I want to say, like 1:15 a.m. in the morning. And they went directly to the patio party because all of those folks wanted to see them and everything. And they're staying with the Nip. Be ready, poor things. And I had sent home the remainder of the jug of peanut, red, white, and blue peanut M&Ms. Y'all, they were in the house. And I was eating them. And it's got to stop. It's just got to stop. Out of sight, out of mouth. Yes, Big Fatty, you can put that dirt cake in there now. Anyway, y'all also... Also on for right, my inner tube extenders from the A2&2, they arrived. So I set up the three of them. They're good, but they're not as good as I'd hoped they would be. But you know, all in all, I think it's worth the $10 a month to have the three different ones. And so I got them all set up, and you know, you have to go through and do, you know, all kinds of rigmarole and everything, and then you've got to find the right place to put them and all this. Y'all, it's just, it's as some would say, it's too much. It's just too much, but it wasn't too much. And let's see. We had a lovely evening, like I say. Y'all, Saturday, I got up, had my normal routine. I brofkas and the puzzles and the paper. And y'all, I did not go on my morning nipple walk around Fat Acres. I went and did my nipple walk inside the villa. And I walked for about an hour inside the villa. Yeah, it's just circle eight around the dining room table and then back out into the living room. And then, you know, and y'all, I was watching the TV machine and catching up on some things. And then, of course, the sports ball was coming on that afternoon. But y'all, I don't know, about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Jay, the Haunt Cub, and Bestie Bill came down. We had a nice visit, and I don't know, it's about 4 o'clock. The Nip, you know, he's an early riser. He showed up, and we all just had a good time. Y'all, and then they went off, and they were going to go get something to eat and everything, but I just stayed home and had a solid, and watch some more things on the TV machine that evening. And then Sunday, y'all, it was Father's Day. Yes, Big Fatty. Jelly! Yes, spaghetti. And so I wish the Orange Hat a happy Father's Day. And then did my regular morning routine. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nip. Y'all, hot. It's hot. Did Fat Acres, came in, took a halfway break, and then I went back out. Y'all, I did the big circle, came back, and sweaty. Sweaty as sweaty can be. But y'all, one thing I failed to tell you on Friday evening, y'all, we were cleaning up after Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, I went to put the solid tongs, you know, it was a spoon and a fork, went to put them in the dishwasher. Y'all, one of the tongs had broken off. They were just cheap plastic things. And so I had sent the solid home with Durwood and the Nip. I said, if you get something crunchy in your solid, it's not a crouton. And but I found some new ones, and they're ordered on the Amazon, you know, that Lesbyterian delivery service, and I think they're coming tomorrow or maybe today, I don't know. But y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. Big doings this week. Big Fatty is getting his eyes checked. Big Fatty, we might as well have him check your head too. Y'all, and it's Juneteenth, and Hortensia's coming, y'all. Just busy. Busy, busy, busy. Yes, Big Fatty, it's going to be hot. It is going to be hot. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And, y'all, that Crooked Hat, I know you deal with that Daniel Bieber a lot, but is there anything bigger than Daniel's ego?
It is a massive, throbbing Big Fatty.
Oh, well, thank you for noticing. No, it's not a microphone in my pocket.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.